This is University of Maryland news for the week of April 11th through the 15th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. On Tuesday, the university received an expensive new piece of equipment. News desk reporter Sean McCauley was there for the installation.
On April 12th, the University of Maryland received a new advanced MRI machine. Distinguished Professor of Human Development Nathan Fox explains the importance of this new piece of equipment.
What you're seeing here is delivery of a Siemens 3T Tintrio magnet, which is the hardware which will allow us to do functional and structural neuroimaging here at the new Maryland Neuroimaging Center. And it's the centerpiece, if you will, of the new Maryland Neuroimaging Center. It will allow the University of Maryland College Park to be in the forefront of cognitive and social neuroscience for the future.
Using a crane, the workers lifted the 14-ton machine into the air and then rolled it through a hole in the wall of the Avram Gudelsky building. Both the Neuroimaging Center and the scanner are funded by a $2 million grant from the National Science Foundation. For the News Desk, I'm Sean McCauley.
To learn more about the new center, visit the UMD News Desk and type in the keyword, neuroimaging. RecycleMania, the 8-week-long nationwide recycling competition, is over, and the results are trickling in. This year, the University of Maryland claimed the ACC Grand Championship title for the very first time. Grand Championship status reflects the overall campus recycling rate, and as of week 7, the university's increased almost 35% in comparison to the same week last year. Final recycling numbers will be confirmed by the end of this week. This is the university's fourth year in the RecycleMania competition. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and one university program is turning your old cell phone into a phone line of hope. The university's Sexual Assault Response and Prevention Program, or SARP, is sponsoring a Hope Line cell phone drive through the month of April. Hope Line is a Verizon Wireless phone recycling program that seeks to refurbish or recycle old wireless equipment. Verizon has pledged to contribute $5 per phone or charger. This money will be used for SARP's prevention education and outreach efforts on campus. If you wish to contribute, old phones and other wireless accessories can be dropped off at the main entrance of the University Health Center. Coming up at the University of Maryland, Jennifer Thompson, co-author of the New York Times bestseller Picking Cotton, will speak at Shady Grove on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Rape victim Thompson's eyewitness testimony helped convict Ronald Cotton of the crime. However, despite serving over a decade in prison, DNA evidence eventually exonerated him. The story ends in a highly unlikely friendship between the two. Parking for the event is free, but taking the UMD shuttle on the university's at Shady Grove route from the Student Center is recommended. This event is free and open to the public. Earth Day is next Friday, and from 11 to 3 p.m., the university is holding an Earth Day and Fair Trade Festival on McKeldin Mall. University sophomore Maria Luzon is the organizer of the Fair Trade portion of the event. And she told me a little bit about what's planned for that day.
We're going to have a bunch of like earth-friendly events, like bike for your smoothie. I think there's going to be an octobike, which 8 people can ride. That's kind of cool. And at the Fairtrade Marketplace, it's going to be huge. We're having, I think, 10 confirmed Fairtrade companies or organizations come for the actual day. And then there's a bunch of others that are supporting us by sending samples and giveaways.
Okay. And can you tell me why should students come out to this event?
It's a great way to learn more about Earth Day and participate in ways that they probably have never before. Especially with fair trade, a lot of students don't even know what fair trade is, and they've never been exposed to it on the level that they will be on Earth Day.
Also in light of Earth Day, the Clark School of Engineering will be holding its 2011 Sustainability Workshop next Friday from 9 to 3. co-sponsored by the university's Energy Research Center and the UM Office of Sustainability, this workshop aims to demonstrate ways to maximize technology's positive impact on the availability of natural resources, while in turn minimizing its negative impact. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit www.eng.umd.edu. Finally, Maryland Day is quickly approaching, and April 30th will be here before you know it. To plan your day at the university's annual open house, visit www.marylandday.umd.edu. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can download the Maryland Day app for free from iTunes. That's the news for this week from the Office of University Communications. For the News Desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.